What's up, VoiceTubers? My name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge. Today, we're talking about something interesting, palmistry. I'm not a big believer in fortune telling. However, palmistry is said to not be about fortune telling, but about events that have already happened in your life. How cool is that? According to the video, you have to look at the palm of your dominant hand. For me, it's my right hand. After watching the video and following the guidelines of how to look at the lines on your palm and what they mean, I figured out that I'm an outwardly affectionate person, which is true when it comes to being with my close friends, and that I'm creative, which is also true since I'm not known for following the rules or thinking logically. Now, my fate line suggests that I'm not happy with my current job, which I beg to differ, because first, I love my job here at VoiceTube, and second, I don't want to get fired. I guess palmistry is not always accurate, but the video did say your life is not on your hand, but in your hand. We all have to keep that in mind. Now, before you go watch the video and look at your palm, let's practice today's sentence. A line that's close to the fingers indicates a passionate, sometimes jealous person. Okay, one more time, this time a little bit slower. A line that's close to the fingers indicates a passionate, sometimes jealous person. Okay, 我们来看看今天这句话的 pronunciation tips 吧。首先我们来看看连音的部分。Fingers indicates. Fingers indicates.Fingers 的 S 跟 indicates 的 IN 可以连在一起 Fingers indicates 再来 indicates a Indicates a Indicates 的 S 跟 a 可以连在一起 Indicates a 再来怕大家还没有发现 Indicates 这个字呢它的重音是在 IN 哦 Indicates Indicates 再来还有一个字要注意 Jealous 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 的中间的 EA 是发 a 的音 Jealous不是什么 jealous 之类的，是 jealous, a jealous person. 好，接下来我们来看看 today's vocabularies. The first vocabulary of the day is indicate. Indicate. Indicate 的意思就是标示、表明、显示、暗示的意思。例句 The number on the machine indicates your heart rate. Looks like your heart is healthy.机器上显示的数字代表着你的心率，你的心脏看起来很健康。Heart rate 就是心率的意思。OK, 那 indicate 它的名词呢是 indication, indication, 标示、表明、显示、暗示。Her face showed no indication of how she was feeling. She looked at me with a blank expression.她的脸没有显示出她的心情，她用空白的眼神看着我。Indication. 再来 ,the next vocabulary of the day is passionate. Passionate. Passionate 的意思是情绪激昂的，热情的。Frank is a passionate person. He greets people by kissing both of their cheeks. Frank 是一个热情的人，他打招呼的方式是亲吻对方两边的脸颊。这里有一个小故事要告诉大家。我曾经呢在大学时期的某一个暑假去纽约做一个微游学，然后呢那个时候就遇到了一个希腊的厨师，那他非常的热情，他在跟我打招呼的时候呢就亲了我的两边的脸颊。哦，我的妈呀，真的是吓死了，吓死了。因为可能是我们台湾比较保守一点，所以呢很不习惯突然有人看到你，就是刚第一次见面就突然靠近你，然后突然亲你的脸颊，哦，真的是蛮恐怖的。不过在那里待了，在纽约待了一个月之后，就慢慢的习惯拥抱啊、亲吻啊这一类的打招呼方式。不过第一次遇到真的是有吓到哈。OK， 那 passionate 它的名词呢是 passion 的意思是激情、热情、强烈情感的意思。I have a passion for singing.That's why I joined the choir. 我对唱歌很有热忱，这就是为什么我加入了合唱团。So guys, what's your passion? 你的热忱是什么呢？可以在下面的留言告诉我，跟大家 share 一下好不好？ 再来有一种水果，有一种水果叫做 passion fruit， 大家要不要猜猜看是什么水果？ passion fruit， passion fruit 呢，它是百香果的意思哦，百香果它又称热情果。再来下一个单字 jealous， jealous， jealous 的意思是嫉妒的，吃醋的。Just because your girlfriend is not the jealous type doesn't mean you can flirt with other girls. 你的女朋友不是容易嫉妒的类型，不代表你就可以跟其他的女生调情。OK， 知道吗？那 jealous 呢，在国外常常会被说 jelly， I am jelly， 我很吃醋，我很嫉妒。Jelly， 这是一个可爱的说法，就像是好痛，你会说好痛痛一样。Jealous 就可以说 jelly， 那 jelly 也是果冻的意思啦，听起来就比较可爱，比 jealous 还要可爱一点，对不对？ Jealous， 那 jealous 它的名词形式呢，就是 jealousy， jealousy， 嫉妒心。At the end, it was jealousy that destroyed our friendship. She wanted to be my one and only friend. 最后是嫉妒心毁了我们的友谊。他想要当我唯一的朋友。小故事时间，我以前呢就交了一个非常容易嫉妒的朋友，我们就叫他朋友 A。 那当时呢我还有一个朋友 B， 朋友 B 呢他送了我一把非常非常可爱 Hello Kitty 的尺，所以我就把那个 Hello Kitty 的尺呢给我的朋友 A 看，说哇你看好可爱哦，好可爱的尺哦。结果呢那位好朋友 A 就把那把尺偷来折成了四半，四半哦，折成了四半，然后还给了我。哇，朋友 A， 你真的是太恐怖了，这样谁敢当你的朋友？太可怕。OK， 再来我们要补充一个单字，它跟 jealous 很像，它叫做 envy。envy， envy 除了嫉妒呢，还有羡慕的意思，就是希望自己也有别人没有的东西。envy， I envy the wealth that his family has.He can do anything without being concerned about not having money in his wallet. 我很羡慕他们家有的财富，他做任何事情都不需要担心他口袋里没有钱。 Okay guys, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Go watch the video and share your palm reading result down in the comment section. And don't forget to practice and leave a comment. My name is Ingrid and I will see you next time.